We have the Gemara that Gimel on the Beis, the Beis on the Beis. The Gemara said, "Velozi Zuzi Yaman Nakat." It was Machlekes Rishayim over there. What the Gemara mean? Why he believed? Tais over there learned that the pshat was not in his hands anymore. He doesn't have a real namanus. Tais over there said a bechudish the pshat. The Gemara's kasha was that the meicher. So he believed also in Erechot, and Erechot Shepata from the Shvuah. That was the Gemara's Kasha on the Beis and the Beis, and that's how we arrived at the Sugi of Eidem Messiah Lift of Yeshua. That's where it landed from. One of Beis and the Beis is, so let's lose your man knockout. The Gemara's Kasha was that, why because he was something? Ask the guy, why does he believe? I found it in his hands anymore, Tais also in his people, Erechot. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Erechot Shepata from the Shvuah, they stay in Tais over there. This set off a huge shiloh. This set off a huge controversy, which covers many, many, many areas, and many, many different types of shuls, and many, many different types of lumbers. And we're going to start to learn the Russian side in Siman Gimel. Set off a whole controversy, which spreads itself over many halachas. Some of the halachas we're going to talk about right away today. When we did Rabbi Nutam says the Rosh Yeshlomo Derech HaPatim in Hashvah. What's the topic of Erech HaPatim in Hashvah? We're going to get into the Lumdus right away. But what's the topic? The topic is that we know the Erech is Mechayev Hashvah. It says Apishayim Lo Yochum Erechot, etc. Erech can't do things. But for sure it could do things. What about could Erech HaPatim in Hashvah? Now, when we talk about the Shadow, whether an Erech HaPatim in Hashvah, we're talking about the Hashvah. For example, where the Mixas? A guy was chayav shuas moedim mikzas, and an erecha came along and said that on the $500 that he's being kept for his emes, could an erecha patur shuah? The different bein atam yeshlumo the erecha poitim in a shuah. Whenever a guy is chayav shuah, he can and he has an erecha supporting him, he's patur from the shuah. That's a humongous chiddush. Behavi merami ramberg zal raya dvar. He brought a bunch of rayas. Raya number one is midah shina b'shuah zachol oven lochachatus the einkam avakam leinyan shuah. First of all, it's very interesting, we're going to come back to it. The Pasuk in Yeshua Staf Mem, which learns out the whole oven of Chochatus with the Einer comes. You don't rely on one A, the Gabi punishing somebody, or the Gabi anything else. He does. The Pasuk over there doesn't say Dafka that an Erech has an Amanus Dafka the Chiyashua. It says that Le'inyin Shvua, an Erech is believed. Look, an Erech is believed Le'inyin Shvua, so he's believed Sai Le'inyin. The Milchai Meshua said the Pater Meshua. Poid, the Kamachai Meru, Ezu Koyach Meruba, which one is stronger, Koyach Amuzik? The Koyach Shein Amuzik, we have a Koyach Amuzik, you can't Kamachai Meru. Maki Shein Misayel, Li Shein Amuzik, Zeki, Kis Amuzik, Li Shava, Ki Shein Misayel Amuzik, Kol Shkin Shif Tvei Meshua. Then he says a Kamachai Meru. This Kamachai Meru I want to talk about a lot. What's the Kamachai Meru? Kamachai Meru is that Madoch, when an Eid Echad goes up against a Mozik, right? For example, Eid Echad says that you're Chayav $1,000. You're Chayav to swear. Hagam that Eid Echad is clashing with a Mozik. It's Madach, when an Eid Echad clashes with a Mozik, the Eid Echad is enough to be Chayav Shvuah. Kolshkin, when the Eid Echad supports the Mozik, the pattern for a Shvuah, Kolshkin, the Eid Echad is believed, and from there we learn out that an Eid Echad is enough to pattern for a Shvuah. Atkan, Divrei, Rami Ramberg, Raya number two. Raya number one is that the general pasuk which says that Yerachayev and Shvuah doesn't talk about Dafka Chiyev, it talks about Shvuah in general. Raya number two is a very interesting Lomda Shekav HaChayev. Ma'adach an Eid Echad could go be Yerachayev and Shvuah against the Mozik, against the guy who's holding on to money, the Eid Echad is Yerachayev. Kol Shkein, Ben Benoy Shekav HaChayev could support a guy who's a Mozik and to pattern from a Shvuah. That's Raya number two of Rami Ramberg. Raya number three we'll get to. This Kavachomer needs to be examined carefully, and I want to use this Kavachomer as a psicha to the Sugi of Erech Maseh Veshvuah. And the reason why it's a psicha is because the Lomdus that I'm going to say now is going to cut through 10 different cases, as we're going to see a few of them right now. Rabbi Kiveger, in the sheet that I just gave out to you in Tshuva in Chilek Zayin, Rabbi Kiveger asked the famous Hakira. And I'm going to say the Rabbi Kiveger in Kamel Rekamel Yifanim. Rabbi Kiveger is the psicha to the sugya. I'm going to stop here for a few minutes on this Kal Vachayimer to start to jump into the lumdus of what could be. Rabbi Kiveger declares a shayla. Rabbi Kiveger declares The Rishayim who hold that Echad Pata is a Shua, there are two ways to learn, and there are two ways to learn a B'kiveg, as we're going to see in a second. One way of learning is why Echad Pata is a Shua, is because an Echad is as if you swore. That's one side. And the second side of a B'kiveg is that when an Echad Pata is a Shua, it causes that you will never have a Shua to begin with. I want to repeat. There are two ways, says a B'kiveg in his Chakira, why is it that an Echad should Pata from a Shua? One way of learning why Pata is a Shua is because the Erechot is as if you swore, Harehu ken nishba, says Rabbi Kivegar. The other side of Rabbi Kivegar, Erechot patas mashua, is because it patas you from the shua that you not have a shua to begin with. It's not as if you swore, but it's as if you never have a shua to begin with. And Rabbi Kivegar says an incredible nafkamina that we'll get to in a second. What are the two tzot of Rabbi Kivegar? So, like this. Tzot number one of Rabbi Kivegar is that the reason why an Erechot patas mashua is because what's a shua? A guy has a bad taina. It's a taina under attack. It's a taina that has a drawer. It's a taina that has a chash. It's a taina that has a weakness. For example, Moedim Amiktsas. We already spent half the time talking about it. Your taina is a shracha taina. Eirachot. There's an eirachot against your taina. V'chehena, 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 v'chehena. Okay? What does an eirachot do to pater? So you could learn. It's really very interesting. Rikki Vegas first sad. Rikki Vegas first sad is that eirachot supplies the exact same amount of lumbus that a shvur does. A shvur, what does a shvur do? A guy has a taina that's under attack. Says the Torah, Kadosh, go swear. What's swearing do? Swearing is a gevissa nemanus. Swearing is a gevissa amount of nemanus. Swearing is a certain amount of nemanus, correct? And eight echad supplies the same exact of nemanus that a shvur does. If on a scale of 1 to 10, a shvur provides a level 4 nemanus, it's enough to support the taina, it's enough to build up the taina, it's enough to machazik the taina, it's enough to give kairos to the taina. Eirachot also does. When you have an Eirachot, it's ki nishba. It's exactly as if you swore, which means that it's as if I supplied you the nemanus that the Torah required. You have a shua that's under attack. You need to be machazik it. You need to strengthen it. So the Torah HaKadosh said, swear. I brought an Eirachot. An Eirachot is ki nishba. An Eirachot is the exact amount of nemanus as a shua is. That's one way of learning. That's what Kivegas first said. The Kivegas second side is that no, when you have an Eirachot, it's much more than kin nishba. When you have an erechot, there's no chiyashua b'chal. The nafkamina we'll see is a phenomenal nafkamina. The second side of Rabbi Kivegar is that when you have an erechot supporting the guy, it's not the pshat is that, okay, you have a shua, and it's as if you provided the whole same level. No, the word has been walking with is an erechot, there's no chiyashua b'chal. Now, there are two ways to learn the second side of Rabbi Kivegar. Rabbi Kivegar himself explains what he means, but I want to speak them out before I show you what Rabbi Kivegar says inside. One way of learning Rabbi Kivegar is, and I think Rabbi Ruvin says like this, and other Rachmaners say like this, I don't know if the same shot in Rabbi Kivegar, but it's a legitimate side of the sugya. There's another way to learn why Erechot Pata is a Shvua. I'll explain. And a guy was Chayav Shvua. A guy was Chayav Shvua. Why was a guy Chayav Shvua? Because there was a drawer. There was a chash, a look checker. So one way, says Rabbi Kivegar, is that when you provide an erechot, you're providing exactly the precise level of nemanus like a shvur provides. Harei u'kenishba. But there's another way of learning. Another way of learning is that when makom with is an erechot, the erechot is misalik the drawer. The erechot is misalik the chash. So it's not the pshat that an erechot supplies the exact amount of nemanus that a shvur supplies. But an erechot is misalik the drawer. For example, you had a certain time, that guy was away doing mixtas, okay? The guy was away doing mixtas. But it makes us, we said already countless times, creates a chash, maybe a line, near a kibishakas at Taismas, even if it's less than that, another Rishayim, but the point is a chash. What does the Erechot come along and do? The Erechot says, we don't have any chashes. Erechot is enough now to take away the chash, to take away the drosh. It's not a pshat that the Erechot is as if you swore. I have a shvachatayin over here, and I have to go ahead and go supply the goods. I supplied the goods. I supplied a level called shvur. No. It's more than that. It's much more than that. I was misalik the drawer in Gansin. What I do to everyone, there's no chash over here. The chash was a mistake. There's no chash over here. You had a chash because of reason A, because of reason B, because of reason C. Nish does A. Erechot came along and said, there's no chash here b'chal, and there's no shvur here b'chal. Okay, that's a legitimate tzad. Rabbi Kivegar himself says he meant something else. Where does Rabbi Kivegar say he meant something else? If you look at the bottom of the sheet, in two places I'll show you where Rabbi Kivegar says it. One place is, which is an official Rabbi Kivegar place, is on top of the page. Al-Arani Mishalim. Look at the top page of Rabbi Kivegar. It's in Simon Samakta. It's on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Hei. Rabbi Kivegar says, V'mhevi erecha misayeh al-ikr shvua yeshlamat al-gabi shvua erecha kishnayim v'hevi kibohu shneheidin d'lekha shvua klal u'batal ha-gilgul. Let me explain Rabbi Kivegar. Set over here a whole thing. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch took on like his second sad in the Hakira of Tshuva Chelek Zayin. In Tshuva Chelek Zayin, which is the middle of Rabbi Kiveger on the printed page, Rabbi Kiveger tzad, is the pshad is as if you swore, or you're not chayev at all. What's Rabbi Kiveger tzad that you're not chayev at all? So I said, perhaps the word is because I'm a salik the drawer. But Rabbi Kiveger himself in Shulchan Aruch said a very, very lumdish pshad. He said, you know what, you're not chayev a shvuah at all? Because legabi shvuas, eid echor is kishnayim. And we bought the Gabi Shvua, Eidachar has a full scale namanas of Kishnaim. We bought the Gabi Shvuas, Eidachar has a namanas of Gabi Shnaim. So the Gabi, the topic of the Shvua over here, it's as if I have two Eidim here who said that they know what's going on here. The Azra is Vare. Do you remember we spoke about a Hakira for Reb Chaim? What's the get that Eidachar is Chayav Shvua? Is that the Eidachar is Chayav Shvua is because it creates a drawer? Yeah, one guy who said that you owe $1,000, so that creates a drawer, that creates a chash. Is that the pshat of Neirachot? Every time Neirachot v'chayev v'shvuah. Every time Neirachot v'chayev v'shvuah. Rumi comes to Shimon and says you owe $1,000, and Rumi says I have a Neirachot. So I'll ask you, so what's the pshat? Why chayev v'shvuah? See, one way of learning is, have a drawer. So, statistically, if one guy supports my taina, that's a reason to create a chash, that's a reason to create a chash. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is, we said from Reb Chaim, no. That the Gabi Shvua, insofar as Shvua is concerned, that Fazai Vaid Avifo that Shvua is talking about, is the guy is called Nemanus Kishnaim. He has a Nemanus Kishnaim on the level of Shvua. So the reason why Yechayev Shvua is not because there's episode Shash, and not because there's episode Drawer. The reason why Yechayev Shvua is because you have a Nemanus Kishnaim. The Gabi Shvua, you have a Nemanus Kishnaim. Rabbi Kivegis Tzad, that when a Erechur Kupater, the reason why he kipater is because he too zayf that there's no chiyah shvua here b'chlal is because the neid echel legabi shvua as an amonas kishnayim. So it's much more than when you have a neid echel, it's as if you swore. It's much more than when you have a neid echel, it's as if you swore. Or when you bring a neid echel to pater, you're supplying the same level of namonas as a shvua. Shvua is a level 4. Neid echel is a level 4. No. Legabi shvua, when you have an neid echel is kishnayim. So it's like you now. That's another poshet. If two Eidim would come along and say that you don't owe the $1,000, what's the shot? It's as if you swore, or you don't have a shua. About you don't have a chiyah shua, right? If I go to a guy and say, you owe me $1,000, I have an Eidacha that comes along. You're made of mixtas, okay? Two mixtas. The guy was a made of mixtas, and he said to a shua, $500, right? Two Eidim come along and say he doesn't own it. So what's the pshat? It's as if he swore, or the pshat is no chiyah shua anymore. About the pshat is no chiyah shua anymore. Vibalt is no chiyah shua anymore. It's not going to be the eger that when you have an eid echod, vibalt the gabi shua. So it's also going to be on the bottom of the page, on the top of the page, hareu kishnayim. He has a din like two. Vibalt has a din like two. So as far as shvuas are concerned, I have two Eidim over here who said he doesn't owe the money. That's cool that there's no chiyah shua anymore. Because it's like I know for sure he doesn't owe the money. Like I have two Eidim. Azoi state and Rabbi Kiva Eger Mefurish what together means of Eidachem Besei Apata from Ashur. What's the Nafkamina Rabbi Kiva Eger brings? What's the Nafkamina Rabbi Kiva Eger brings? Sayin Shulchan Aruch that I printed out for you. Sayin the Tshuva that I printed out for you. It means an unbelievable Nafkamina. Listen to the Nafkamina he brings, and then we're going to see it inside. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings an unbelievable Nafkamina. Listen to the story. A person was Chayav Ashur Daraisa. For example, Meidu Mikzas. The guy was chayav shuah's moed in miktas. He chayav shuah the raisa. And then he was chayav another shuah because a gilgul shuah. He had another din Torah about something else. And the din is, we said, that once I'm a chayav your shuah on a yakim or a gargul, the other things also now swear on that and now swear on that. Okay? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Moritik Maisa. I have shuah A, which is the shuah that I'm chayav on, and I have shuah B, which is the gilgul. What happens if I bring an eidacha to patah me from shuah A? I bring a Eidacha to Pata me from Shua A. Watch what happens. If the reason why I Pata me from Shua A is Karei Uke Nishba, it's like you swore. That's all it is. It's like you swore. If I have a Shua, you bring an Eidacha. Eidacha supply is the same level of Naman as if you swore. Okay, it's as if I swore. Okay, you say it. So if it's as if I swore, B'vakasha. That doesn't bother me for Shua number two. We have a Gilgul Shua. You have two Shuas now. Shua number one is what we call the Iker Shua, and Shua number two is the secondary Shua, the Gilgul. You brought an Eidacha to pat you from the Iker Shua. What does the Eidacha do, says Rabbi Kiva Eger? It's as if you swore. Okay. Now what would happen in every case of Gilgul Shua, where a guy swears on the primary Shua, he still has to swear on the second Shua, correct? But if I hold the data, chodos kishnayim, the reason why he pardons me from the first shvua is not because it's as if I swore. The reason why he pardons me from the second first shvua is because it's as if I have two edim who two oivdin are not chayva for a shvua. So then the whole Gilgal shvua collapses. That's the nafka mina that Ricky Vegas says. If you look inside the printout, I'll show it to you in three places on the page. First of all, in the Shas Tshuva Chelek Zayin, Nistapakti be'eda nesayeh poiter I heavy commotion nishba kvar. A heavy commotion ain't the kuyu shikvayak off and afkamina the Indian Gilgal. A heavy commotion nishba, if it's like you swore on the shvua number one. The Shabbat Gilgal, so the Gilgal is still chayavim. The Eloi Mechuyah Shvuyah Klal, Gama Gilgal and Tzorach L'Shabbat. But if the Eirecha Turei, that I'm not chayav a Shvuyah B'Klal, so then what? So then the Gilgal, you put them from swearing, because I uprooted the whole Chiyav on the first Shvuyah, correct? The Kiveger over here in Chuvis doesn't speak out what his second Zad was, why you put them. It's more like a Maisa. He doesn't speak out, but if you look, I printed out something else right underneath it. Sefer Zayisud, is a Sefer Zikaron that came out about 50 years ago, where they have Kisveyad from Rabbi Kiveger, authentic Kisveyad. Look what it says here. Nistapakti, Rabbi Kiveger says, Minishayav lo shvua, a guy was chayav a shvua, the Gilgal olav shvua acheres, and it was a Gilgal shvua. V'chakach bo eid misayyad ikr shvua. And then came an aid and helped out on the ikr shvua. I hayirak kenishba, if it's just kinishba, if it's nothing more, look at the Lishol HaShem of Kiveger, rak, pigmetzia. If it's only kinishba, if it's nothing more than as if you swore, al yikr l'chudol, and if to mishvos ha-gilgul, so you're not bothered from the shvos ha-gilgul. Because all the Erecha did was rak, kinishba. Oi, look at Kivegan the Ksaviyat, kivin d'lagabi shvua Erecha havi kishnayim, havi le'inyin zeh kilu beiz eidim ala yikr. V'nekar mimenu yikr shvua v'leka gilgul. V'hochi misnavar yoysu. Yeah, that's what Kivegan says, no, it's nevi them. It's interesting. Once it's Rav Asher, he tied it. Kivegan didn't really have a hakir. Kivegan had a 1+1. It was pashut to Kivegan that the baseline understanding of Eidim Miseya is that it's Harehu Kenishma. He had a tzad, the efshir, it's nevi them. It's not just, it's not rak areo kenishba, nor it has a din that it's oikr the whole chiyashua. How is it oikr the whole chiyashua? How does it undermine the whole chiyashua? How does it uproot the whole chiyashua? The way that it uproots the whole chiyashua is because Eirechen has a din kishnayim. And once Eirechen has a din kishnayim, so what would happen if two Eidim would come along off an art over here and say that you don't owe the other $500? It wouldn't be called kenishba, it would be called enach, I have to swear. The nafkamina is that once I uprooted the whole chiyashua, so there's no Gilgal shua anymore. Masha'enkein, if it's areo kenishba, so all you have in front of you is a shua on shua number one, on the primary shua, on the ikr shua, but on the total shua, on the gilgul shua, nobody ever swore yet. That's the murdik and afkamina that Ricky Vegas speaks out. What I pointed out to you is, if you look on top of the page over here, Ricky Vegas and Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Psak, Haskin, it's murdik, all the Ricky Vegas come together. I'm showing you three of Ricky Vegas. The Ricky Vegas in Psak in the Hagon, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'im hevi eid echot misayel ikr shua, yesh lemar, telagabish. Shua seirecha kishnayim, v'havi kibo shnei edim, d'leka shua chal, u'bepo la'gilgul, says Ricky Vegar. Ricky Vegar has a chakira, and he's machriya in the Zeis Nehuda Ksaviyad. We see that v'hochi v'stavar, that was his horror, when it came to the Shulchan Aruch. When he wrote it, l'maisa, he passed in the l'maisa like the second tzad, and the nafkamina that there's no gilgul shua anymore, because I uprooted the whole kishua. You have to know, it could be totally in that. I hinted that it's totally in that much, like, I don't know whether it's a minacher or not, okay? That's exactly what he said. Oh. So what I really did was that I really presented over here, if you notice, three tzadim in how Eid Echad is Meseya at the Pater from Av Shvuah. I want to stress again, we're not talking about Patering just from Av Shvuah, we're talking about Patering from all Shvuahs, okay? I really said three tzadim. Two of them Rabbi Kiveger says. Did you notice? I really said three tzadim. Two of them Rabbi Kiveger says. Tzad number one is that the reason why Eirecha pasul shvuah is because it's as if you swore. It's as if you supplied a shvuah. Tzad number two is what? What's tzad number two? Is that it patas from a shvuah because it's misalik the drawer. The drawer that the shvuah made. There's no chashal. It's not because it's exactly like you swore. First tzad is a very precise tzad. It's exactly like you swore. Second side is that it's misalik to draw. We don't have shoshes anymore. And therefore there's no chiyashua anymore. That's not Rabbi Kiveger's side. Rabbi Kiveger's side is the third side. that the reason why the Eidachar is part of the Shua, because every Eidachar, the Gabi Shuas, Avifah, that we're talking about Shuas, has a Din Kishnayim, and that's a no-brainer. I'm reading on that if two people would come along and be made, and about it's not the Pshat, it's as if you saw. When you have two people being made, it passes from the Shua and Gatzin. About this, that's Eres Lamitoy, says Rabbi Kivager, that if you would have a real two Eidim coming and testifying on the Zach, about the Zach, not called the Chia Shua B'chal, and the Mela, and the Mela says Rabbi Kivager, not Chayav Shul. My Nafkamina is the Gilgal Shul, still have what to be Chayav. If I uprooted the Shua of primary Shua, then the Gilgal Shul is finished. Mashen Kane, if I hold that the Shua is still intact, does it's Kriyav Kanishmana. Atkan, Rabbi Kivager's introduction to the Sukh of Eid Mesea Fatim Shua, with the famous Nafkamina that Rabbi Kivager says. Nechzi Anan. I want to start off. L'chayra, I have a right to Rabbi Kivager. L'chayra, I have a right to Rabbi Kivager. L'chayra, I have a right to Rabbi Kivager. The couple came with the Maram Rotberg. The head of the Maram Rotberg says a Zach, which doesn't make sense. I want to start over the Maram Rotberg from very, very baseline Zach. He says the couple came. Ma, doch an Eidach, Kobi, Machai, Veshua, against the Mokzik, what happens? The guy's holding on to $1,000. Eidach says you owe $1,000. He has to swear. Hagalat Eidach is clashing with the Mokzik. Ma, doch an Eidach, Kobi, Machai, Veshua, against the Mokzik. Koshkin, you can go pat you from Veshua if you're supporting the Mokzik. My rabbi said, at first glance, the Rami Rabbi doesn't make any sense at all. It's much not readable. And I found that the Rashbats, the sheet that brings down from one of the Rishayim over here, when I say here, it means the Beis HaMeveiz, which is where we are now. On the Beis HaMeveiz, the sheet that brings down, Bishayim the Rashbats, that the Rashbats asked the kasha that I'm going to ask. It means, now that I said the introduction of Kivager with all the rate that I just said was enough for me, I'm going to start the Maram Rotberg over again. The Pashtus, if you read the Maram Rotberg, it doesn't make any sense at all. And as I stated before, in the Shita Mekubetzes, he doesn't understand. What did he say? Kavachemer. Ma'adach and Eirechot is enough to go be Machayah Veshua against the Mokzik. Kolshkin is enough to patter from Veshua because he's supporting the Mokzik. At first glance, it's not readable. Why? I understand. I'll talk very, very simply. To go be Machayah Veshua, my rabbi say, all I need is a chash. To go be Machayah Veshua, what do I need? I need to be Moira Sofik. I need to be Moira Chash. I go, I said, you want $1,000. To go be Machayah Veshua, all I need is a Chash, a Sofik. To go Pater from a Shua, I need much more. However, when a guy is Chayah Veshua, you're Chayah Veshua. The Torah HaKadosh said that a level 2 Chash is enough to go be Machayah Veshua. Okay, so what's the Kabbalah Chaymer? Ma, Dachin Erech is enough to go be Machayah Veshua. It's Koshki enough to Pater. Looks like a printing mistake. What are you talking about? To go be Machayev Shua takes very little. To go be Machayev Shua, all I have to do is be Mo'ira Chash, be Mo'ira maybe. But in a case where the Torah was Machayev Shua already, in a case where the Torah was Machayev Shua where there is a Chash, and the Torah says in order to go get rid of a Chash, you have to supply me X amount of Nemanis, who told you that Erech works? What the Makam Chaymer is that? From the fact that he's Machayev Shua, it's a right that he patters a Shua. From the fact that he's Machayev Shua against the Mokzik, it's a right that he can pati from a Shua because he's supporting a Mokzik. When you see a Zam Ram Ramberg, you have to faint. To go be Machayev Shua takes very little, by the way. The guy says, I don't owe you money. Eidach says, you do owe money. Shash, maybe, Ulai, Sofik, Droro, Verveis. Now, but now you're Chayev Shua. Now you want to go get rid of the Shua. You know what type of level on the Manus you go to go get rid of the Shua? You have to put on the table a legitimate Manus. You have a right and Eidach is a legitimate Manus to go ahead and get rid of a Shua, to support a Shua. And I'll explain what I mean. By the way, the words that I just said, the Shita Mekubetzes brings not come out word for word. He said he doesn't understand. What type of right? What type of kavuchomer is that? I like to go be Machayev Shua. What are you saying, Pashali? I know that you're Potter. I don't know that you're Potter. So the Eidach comes along and Moir Sofik and Machayev Shua. Says the Rashbats in the Shita. But once you're Chayev Shua already, once you're a guy who's Chayev Shua already, Mechatesi Eidach is going to go get rid of your Chayev Shua. The Chayev Shua means provide me with clarity. I'll say it very simply. To go be Mechayev Shua, I don't need clarity. I need maybe. To go Patef Shua, I need clarity. That's the way to ask. The way to ask is, how can you make a Kabbal Chaymer from Mechayev Shua to Patef Shua? To go be Mechayev Shua, I don't need clarity. All I need is maybe. To go Patef Shua, I need clarity. As in fact, it's a Kasha Varishan. As in fact, the Shita Mekubetz, the Shem, the Rashbash. Is Nechzi Anan, Lamezen, Lamezach Ma'ayin, let's see. According to the first side of Rabbi Kivager, that the reason why a Shua Patev this is a Rehu Kenishba, the Kabbalah Maram doesn't make any sense. I read. Kach ein Mann, das make any sense. Ma, doch jetzt sind auf die Mechaime Schuhe, for sure it's what, Harehu Kenishba. Was ist denn, wenn It's for sure Harehu Kenishba, it's for sure Harehu Kenishba, kach ich teisi. Who told you it's Harehu Kenishba? Harehu Kenishba means a certain level of Namanos on clarity. Just because it's enough to go be my Ura Sophic, that's enough to go tell me, the Kavachem is going to go tell me that it's Harehu Kenishba. The Kavachem is going to go tell me that it's Ki'ilu you swore, kach ich teisi. By the way, this is, that side of Rabbi Kivager is upgefrekt from the Shita Mekubetzes Kasha. Does frek the Shita. You have the right Lo Yitzur, the reason why Taki Yapata from a Shua when an Erechot comes, because an Erechot is Kenishba. Which means you tell me that an Erechot provides, okay, a certain level of Namanis, which is equal to the Namanis that a Shua provides. A Shua, it's like, so think about it, it's absurd. Every time why Mechayim Shua, because I'm a Chash. The Shvua takes care of the Shash. How does the Shvua take care of the Shash? Obviously, the Shvua provides a higher Nemanis than the Shash, correct? You have a Shash. And the Shvua has a level of Zach, which clarifies it. Who told you that an Echad has that level of Kenishba? How could the Kabbalah supply you with the ability to go tell me that it's a Reu Kenishba? Reu Kenishba is much more than a Shash. Don't frack the Shita. It's like that, it doesn't work. Hashtemitach, like the other side that I mentioned in passing, B'Shem Reuven, that what the Erecha does is that it's Misalik the Drara, that's also the Kasha of the Shita. Just because it makes a Drara, who says it's Misalik a Drara, to go create a Drara is one thing. To go be Misalik a Drara is an Ander Zach. Hekatesi, that's what the Shita is asking. Why are you making face over there? Who told you? That's not a Kavachemra, though. Because who told you it's Misalik a Drara? The level that I need to create a Drara is not the level that I need to Misalik a Drara. Because that's the Pashtas, by the way. Who told you not like that? All right, but who told you that a Kuhn is like a drawer, Michal? Who told you? But a Shua is like a drawer? It means obviously the Shua is better than the drawer, correct? It's not equal. No, it's not sorry. It means it gives a clarity. But it gives enough of a clarity to take care of the drawer that is here till now. Who told you that Elacha takes care of a drawer? No, that's right. He didn't hear. Because to create Tzvekas is a lot more than creating Vada. Because they get rid of Bechate. No, it's a swap shoot. It was the first kasha I thought you had this morning. I thought you were shaking your head because you're asking why did you come back from America and tell those boring things that we know. But if you say shaking your head because you're wrong, that doesn't make sense. What happened to you the little blue weekend? Yeah, this is the chlusha. It's a pashtas like that. What are you talking about? Chas shalom. To create a shua, I need nothing. I just need a maybe. But if I say that I have a suffix on you and the Torah Kadesh said strengthen your shoes, it says it can strengthen your shoes. It raises chashas, maybe Ula. It raises question marks. I say, frek the shita, I've added to Kushra Tsuma. To go tell me that Eichon has an amanus like a shvo with a kalachem and mechatesi. And likewise, the second side that I said, which I'm removing, that if it's solid drawers, it takes off chashas, mechatesi. Just because it makes a drawer doesn't mean it takes off a drawer. There's Lechaira. I'm saying Lechaira at this stage. We're moving on. Lechaira. L'chayra, the pshat is that, like the tzad of Rabbi Kivega was machriya. That the reason why Erecha patos Meshua is because it has a demonic kishnaim. So then I understand the Kavuchemer. The Kavuchemer was like this. The Biraz was like this. The reason why Erecha is machriya Meshua says Rabbi Kivega, because the Gavi Shua Erecha has kishnaim. I just want to say something, by the way. That this tzad that an erachar has a din kishnayim legav yeshua is not a poshut tzad. Not a poshut tzad. The poshut tzad why erachas mechayev yeshua is not because he has a din kishnayim legav yeshua. The poshut reason why erachas mechayev yeshua rabbi say is because he creates a drawer, he creates a chash. There's one guy supporting him, has a din kishnayim ad kidekach. That's what Chaim himself had a topic about this, by the way. He spoke about it back there by the Rabban and the Rashi that you mentioned. Chaim had a topic about this. Chaim begins, what is the reason why erachas mechayev yeshua? There aren't many rayas to this, by the way. Over here, Rabbi Kivega took on that the reason why it's Mechayev Yeshua is Kishnayim, and the reason why it patas is Kishnayim also. Oh. So if that's true, so then I understand the Kavuchemer. What's the Kavuchemer? What's the Kavuchemer coming to address? Kavuchemer was coming to address that Efshet, that the Torah said that Erechon Hazdin Kishnayim was only said Legabi what? Legabi Chiyiv, not Legabi Patri. And then he said a Kavuchemer. Madaf the Erechon has an Amonetz Kishnayim when it's going up against the Mosik. For sure, the Erechon has an Amonetz Kishnayim when it's supporting the Mosik. That's what the Kalbuchem was going on. And by the way, Lefize, so the flow of the Rosh is very Gishmak. The Rosh brought down and said, there's a Posik. What did Rami Rambberg say? The Rami Rambberg said, my rabbi said, there's a Wad, there's a Posik. The Rami Rambberg said, well, there's a Posik. There's a Posik. The Posik says that the Inyan Shvua Erechon believes, right? Maybe he'll tell me that an Erechon's belief was only sell the Gabi what? Gabi Lechai, if not the Gabi Patrin, but oh, it's the Mary Ramberg, it's a Kabul Hever. Madok de Erochen has an Amonas Kishtaim, the Gabi Bimachai Veshua, Koshkin has an Amonas of Shtaim, the Gabi Patrin Veshua. Then I understand the Kabul Hever. It means if the reason, what's it?
The other Kabul Hever is no right from the Pasuk.
What do you say?
No,
you could say there's a right for the pasuk because there's no miyut. The lashon of the rosh is there's no miyut in the pasuk. Va'oi nochmer, there's a kavu chemer that supports it. What I'm saying is that the only way I understand the kavu chemer and the Marami Rottenberg to answer the kasha of the shita mukubetzes of how can you learn out patering a shvua from a chiyah shvua is only if I learn like the second son of Rabbi Kibeger that the reason why I patering a shvua is if it's kishnayim. So then the agenda of the kavu chemer is a neirach would have a din kishnayim sa'el legabi chiyav, sa'el legabi p'tur. And that was a kabbal chayver. Hagamet the Torah Kedosh, let's say, spoke about chiyav only, but madoch, it's called kishnayim legabi chiyav, it's called kishnayim legabi p'tur. What's the kabbal chayver? Because he's supporting the muzik, so it's more of a reason why it should be kishnayim. But all this only makes sense if the kabbal chayver is going on the second side of Rabbi Kivegi, that the reason why neirach patas and mashua is because it's called kishnayim, in which case, like Rabbi Kivegi to Zoif, it doesn't just to oif that you're as if you swore, but it was right that there's no chiyav heishvur hebachal. Atkan, the yisoid of the Rami Rottenberg to answer the kasha of the shita mekuvetzes of the Ratzbash. I'll leave it the two stardom of Rabbi Kivei. One second. What
say? You're
making a deer from the Rami Zayir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's being machayv?
Wait.
Who's being machayv heishvur?
Cool. If you say that it's an amonis of the yirachot, then it's not due to the sayer. The Gabi Gilgul Shua did a pati from the Shua, in which case the Gilgul collapsed, or it's not more than Kenishba, in which case the Gilgul is still intact. In my eyes, the big nafkamin is how to learn up this interesting Kalochema of the Heligom Ram Ramberg. To expand a little bit in the introduction, there's another very interesting nafkamin which I want to throw you into it right away. And that is the Ramon Zimin Pein Zayin Sivvov. I want to hear what the Lomnu say about this. It's on the sheet over here. I printed it out. I lost my sheets. Look at the bottom of the page. Ramosu and Bezayin Sivvov. I want to take this introduction with the Nafkamina of Rabbi Kivegar, with the Hakir of Rabbi Kivegar, with the Lomnus of the Mami Romberg, and I want you to see the Ramosu and Bezayin Sivvov. What does the Olam say? This is one of the famous dilemmas. I want to throw you into the lumbus of Eilam Isaiah right away. V'yesh oimim duhu adin bin nishba v'noito. Im yesh le Eilam Isaiah anoito v'loi shvua. It's Mordek. There's a yesh oimim, there's a big machlekes in the Paiskim, in the Rishonim. What about a shvua sanoito and if you bring an Eilach of a Zabati for not? It's a Yesh Oimer, it's a Mordecha, this Yesh Oimer, the source of it is the Rami Rottenberg of all people, as we're going to see in a second. Watch. What does the Olam say? What's a Shulchan Aruch, by the way? What's a classic Shulchan Aruch? Let's talk about a classic Shulchan Aruch, okay? What's a classic Shulchan Aruch? Classic Shulchan Aruch is a guy works the whole day, he comes to the end of the day, he wants to get his wages. That's the classic Shulchan Aruch. So Chazal were Masakin. What were they Masakin? They were Masakin, go swear to get it, correct? Go swear. So you're at the end of the day, classic Shulchan Aruch. In order for you to get your wages, you have to go swear to get it. He doesn't swear, he brings a Neirach. What's the Elm say? It's a Yesh Oimer, by the way. It's a Yesh Oimer. So let's see. If you misalik a drawer, would that help? What does that even say? You're at the end of a day of work, and you want to get your wages, and the guy, the boss says, go fly a kite. Chazal misakin that in order to poil them, should be able to get their schar, they swear, and they get a neitel. He brings a neirachet, he doesn't want to swear. He has a neirachet that says that he didn't get paid yet. Yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, b'shem the Kadmoinim, the Rishonim, Yepotur. There are those who argue, by the way, it's a big machlokes about this. We'll go with the ones who patur. Let's filter this through Rabbi Kiveger. If it's Ki'ilu Nishba, so as I always say, it works. Ki'ilu Nishba. Agreed? Do we agree on that? If it's Ki'ilu Nishba, if it's like you swore, so why shouldn't it work for Neitlin? But if it's not Ki'ilu Neitl, if it's not Ki'ilu Nishba, let's say it's together of Ki'ilu Shnayim. What would the Elul say, by the way? What do you say? Let's say it's not Ki'ilu Nishba, but it's Kishnayim. Would it work for Neitlin or not? Why not? Why not? What's that say? Some of you say, yeah, for sure, it's Kishnayim, right? Oh, very good. I have a very tifa shaylah. The Torah Kadesh gave to an amonis for sure. Over here, you're using the amonis to get money. That's called an amonis like Avishur, it's called an amonis to take money. Yishlam, if I'm going to pat to you, so it's an amonis like Avishur. And I'm patting you because you're bringing it to Adam, so the Gabi Shua, you're patter. But over here, you're not coming to pat yourself, you're coming to take money. You don't want to swear, so you bring one aid. One aid is Kishnayim. That one aid is Kishnayim will allow you to do a Neitlin, or that's already called crossing the red line, and that's called you're using the aid effort for money already. Okay, now. Correct, but at the end of the day, I'm not swearing. What I'm doing is I'm doing a new thing called Kishnayim. What does Torah say? Gabi Shua is aid effort, that's the Kishnayim. But is this called that the agenda over here is shuas, or this is called the agenda is getting money? What does that alumna say here?
Why is it money? Money's coming from the shuas.
Again, if it's Kenishba like a Ricky Vegas first, I don't have a problem. Okay? If it's Kenishba, I don't have a problem like a Ricky Vegas first. If it's Kenishba, I don't have a problem. If it's a real Kenishba, so it's a real Kenishba. It's a nightmare, it's torn, it doesn't make a difference. But if the only reason why you're going to be potter is not because of Nishba, the only reason why you'll be potter is because it's a real Neman Kishnaim. As far as Shuas are concerned, that's a Manas Hashnaim. So I can understand that that could go be Machayev, you're sure, I can understand that I can potter you from a Shua. But over here, you're not going to be potter from a Shua, you're using the two Edom to take money. We look at that as Momenis, we look at that as Shua. We look at that as Inyani Shua, we look at that as Inyani Momen. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a case. The guy wants to be in Eidach and get the money without a shvur. That's what we're talking about. That's what Ramah says. That's what he's saying. I'm a Sufi, by the way. Is that, can I use an Eidach who has an Amonos like Avi Shvur to go get money at the end of the day? The Ramah brings down, one second. The Ramah brings down the Yeshayim that yes, it works. Look at the way I painted out for you. The Yeshayim that if for Shuas Anoyle, the Yachar can part to you from the Shuah. Now, the Yeshayim, what? He's not swearing. You didn't know what I said. This guy's not swearing. It is. Otherwise, you won't be able to get.
Just because
it's
a block on him,
okay, he can't take. I want to be on Haraya. He comes at the end of the day, the guy doesn't want to pay him. It's not true. No, it's not. He can't take me to Mitzvah. The Rabbanan said, the Shua is Neitlin. Without the Shua, he wouldn't get. He's getting only because of the Shua. The Shua gave him a source to get. It's one fakert. Now, this guy's not swearing. He's bringing an Eidah, and he wants to take money from him. What are you saying?
Without the Rabbanan,
you can't take this. So what? So
it's not getting
learned. Hey, that means
bringing
the Raya. No, if you learn that, this is... The question is this called? I'm using the Eidacha for sure, I'm using the Eidacha for money. Either way, what I'm tightening is that this Yesh Einrim is the same Arami Rottenberg as our Kal Vachomer. This Yesh Einrim is the Rami Rottenberg. The one who says that Eidacha is good enough to pata from a Shuas HaNoilin is the Rami Rottenberg himself. So what I'm saying is as follows. The Rami Rottenberg made a Kal Vachomer. Besides Eidacha, the Rami Rottenberg's Kal Vachomer, in my eyes, only makes sense if I learn that the Yesod of Eidacha pata from a Shuas is Kishnayim. If it's anything less than that, then I don't intend the Kal Vachomer. I'm repeating again. In my eyes, the only way to understand that an Eidacha, that the Rami Rottenbergs make sense, Kal Vachomer makes sense, is if I learn that the agenda of Eidacha Messiah Patas of Yeshua is whether it's Kishnayim. Mitzat Sheni, that's what I said. That was part one of the Shia. Part two of the Shia was that Mitzat Sheni, the Rambamberg, is the one who holds that Yechum Messiah patas in Foshul Sanoilin. So what I'm saying is, how can I patas in Foshul Sanoilin if it's a vote of Kishnaim? If that's the reason why I patas in Foshul is because it's Kishnaim Legabi Shua. So that's very interesting. That means it's called Shnayim Legabi Shua. How come that over here I'm using it to get money? And so it's called the Inyan Yishua, because since the word is that as far as Shuas are concerned, the Rechid has an Abonis, and over here the Abonis said, you have to go swear. So it's more than Harehu Kanishba, it's better than Harehu Kanishba. That means the word is that Harehu Kanishba alone is not enough, otherwise there's no Kabbal Chaymer. The Kabbal Chaymer is coming to prove that, well, it's Harehu Kishnayim. Kishnayim means that as far as Shuas are concerned, there's nothing to talk about. And then the Rami Ramberg says that I can use this Harehu Kishnayim even for what? I can use this Harehu Kishnayim even for what? Even for Noil. That's very interesting in my eyes. One second. That's part one. That's part one that I want to speak about today. Part two that I want to speak about today was the next raya that the Rambam brought. What was the next raya you brought? Void heavy raya. Listen to this raya here. Void heavy raya. You haven't saw this today? You saw the void heavy raya? What? You got it? What's he having? Sound like he had no. You guys got the word of Uriah? Word of Uriah. If you come to Rabbi Chia Day, the Rechav Meshuala, Shari Minai, the Pibbe Erech, the Gizal Kedai, the Day Erech, and Ena Poyta Men Ashvua, Lifrach, Mal, the Pibbe Erech, the Kishim Mechai Meshvua, Ein Kayit, the Ena Poyta Men Ashvua, Shem Hoya Echaz, Boa Mei, the Kedib Gan Ditva, Ena Poyta Men Ashvua, the Chim Pib, Mohe Boa Echaz, Boa Mei, Ena Chai Atom, a few Shaimer, we came Ena Ptum Men Ashvua, Shechiv Esatwe, the Dabba the Gimei, the Dabba, 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 the The Mami Ramberg brought another raya that Echa Patas Mashua. Said Mami Ramberg, because if an Echa can't Patas from Mashua, I have a pirach on the tzad ha-shava of Reb Chia Kamais. Reb Chia Kamais, I want to learn out that Edom HaMachayev HaShua, from where? From Piv and Erechot. I have a kasha on the pirach. Piv and Erechot have an intrinsic strength that Edom doesn't have. What's the strength of Piv and Erechot is? A Piv who's Machayev something cannot patter himself afterwards, correct? And Erechot who's Machayev HaShua also can't be patter himself afterwards. A Piv who's Machayev himself $100, what's the din? Can't be chayzer afterwards. You can't clash with it afterwards. You can't pat yourself afterwards. Likewise, in Erechot that was mechayev Ashur, the Erechot himself can't go ahead and pat afterwards. So what was the Gemara saying? I learned out Edim from where? From Piv and Erechot. Piv and Erechot have something in common that Edim don't have. Piv and Erechot, when the Pez mechayev, you can't backtrack. When the Ed is mechayev, you can't backtrack. Then Erechot does pater from Ashur. Because if an Erechot couldn't pater from Ashur, so then I would have a pircho on the limbut of Reb Chia that Piv and Erechot have a strength that Edom don't have. What's the strength? You can't backtrack from a Piv. You can't backtrack from Erechot. It means if an Erechot can have Ashur, another Erechot doesn't pater. So you see, El Maizariah, then Erechot could pater from Ashur, and therefore Piv and Erechot are not the same. Okay, you can't backtrack from. And an Erechot could pater from Ashur. Frek the Chedush Aran on the base of the base. It doesn't make any sense. Halloy, even if Erechot couldn't patter from a shvur, but that's for sure, that if an Erechot came and said that a guy's chayav $1,000, and another Erechot came along and said you're not chayav $1,000, what's the din? An Erechot came along and said on Sunday you're chayav $1,000. Erechot came on Monday and said you're patter from $1,000. What's the din? You swear or you don't swear? You don't swear. Why don't you swear? Erechot be'achosha. Mela, frek the Halig of Chiddush Aran on the Rami Ramberg. How can the Rami Ramberg say that if Erechot doesn't pater from a Shua, so then Piv and Erechot both have the same weak, both same strength, that a Piv you can't contradict, and Erechot you can't contradict? Frek the Chiddush Aran, contradicting an Erechot has nothing to do with our sugya whether an Erechot can pater from a Shua. Loyalam Erechot could pater, Loyalam Erechot can pater, but that's for sure that when one Erechot says you chayav Ashur, and another Erechot says you pater from Ashur, that's for sure that the two Erechot clash, and if you want the two Erechot clash, Avad and Avad, you're not going to be chayav Ashur. So there's still a pircha. There's still a pircha on the Tzad HaShofa. Piv you can't clash with, and Erechot you can't clash with. There was both of them, Lamai said, excuse me, I apologize. Roll the, excuse me, all the way around. What's his raya? He brings a raya that what? He wants to bring a raya that it must be that Erecha patas from Yeshua. Because if Erecha wouldn't patas from Yeshua, then Erecha is very strong. It's not very strong. Because even if Erecha wouldn't patas from Yeshua, still, when an aid would go up against an aid, Avad and Avadi wouldn't be chayav Yeshua. Be Erecha ba'achosha. Mail effect to Chuzharan. What was the Rosh's second raya? The second raya that Ram Rottenberg was that it must be true that an Erecha could patas from Yeshua. Because if an Erecha can't patas from Yeshua, then it comes out that what? That Piv and Erechid have a common strength and nobody can knock them. It's not true. An Erechid can always get knocked, even if Erechid doesn't pass for sure, because Erechid will be a Chosha. As a fact, the Chedush Aram over here on the Rosh, what in the world is the Rosh talking about? We're going to talk about this at length tomorrow. Because tomorrow we're going to see the Rebbe Kiveg over here in the Kravitz answers the Chedush Aram's Kasha, Lishi Tosli, as we're going to see him in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow at length. And then we're going to go right in this very, very interesting place. The Rosh has many, many other parts to it, as we'll see. Tonight we recognize Yosef Shalom Bader, Mr. Shalom.